They're going to make me come.
Well, how old did you say you were again?
21.
21? And where are you at?
New York.
New York? What part? I was just in New York in April.
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? I was in Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah. So, huh? So you're just trolling around Ustream looking for someone to jerk you off?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really? You just get bored and feel like jerking it?
Yep, looking at you.
Okay.
So you gonna play with yourself?
Yeah, no, dude, I can't.
How big's your dick?
This is actually a comedy podcast, dude. Sorry about that.
I'll jerk you off. How big's your cock? I'm unzipping your pants right now. That feels good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels good. I'm taking it into my mouth right now. You like that, don't you? I'm biting the nib. I'm nibbling on the tip of your big cock right now, and I'm licking your balls. I just put a finger in your asshole. You like that, don't you? I just put two. Oh, your dick tastes so good. I just put three fingers in your asshole. Oh, you just came all in my mouth. And I'm a dude, and that makes you gay. Ha ha ha. That was stupid.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 6th, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 268, the Big Friday Night Show. We have a fantastic program for you this evening.
Do we?
I think we do. We might.
We might? Okay.
Ask me when we're all over and done.
Okay. Is it good yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you guys listening live at thejamhole.com/live?
I am.
Okay, well, then you would want to go to thejamhole.com/feedback and type shit so I can read it. Or you can even give us a call at 406-204-4687.
Actually, I'll just talk to you because I'm
okay,
right.
Okay, that's
here.
Fine.
Okay.
So how the fuck are you doing?
I'm okay.
Still healing?
Yeah, I went to my doctor's office today, and he wanted to give me a shot of some stuff, and I said no.
What kind of... Why? What is... What did I miss? Is the surgery not over?
No. It's just because of the way it's healing, the muscles could be tightening around a nerve or something, and it just keeps having, like, you know, sharp pains or whatever.
You're having pains where you shouldn't be, right, at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, you know, either we can just follow it and make sure that, you know, it goes away once it's completely done healing. If it doesn't, then we'll find out what the problem is exactly. But, you know, as of right now, he's like, I can give you a local anesthetic in that area to numb it. And I'm like, well,
wouldn't
it
be better, though, for you to feel the pain? Because if you numb the pain and it gets worse, you're not going to know. The pain is your body's way of being like, yo, I'm not cool right now.
Well, he says it's one of a couple things. It could just be a nerve. It could be that it's just not completely healed yet. The muscle's healing back together. It could be a couple different things, but it's nothing that's, you know, really detrimental or that should last very long. So it should be completely healed within the week, you know. So
Well, that's good.
Well, just, so, I'm just going to wait it out because I did not want to do that shot thing. He's like, yeah, I can give you a shot in the, you know, in the area where it's hurting and it'll just numb up everything. And I'm like, is that going to go in my belly all the way into like my insides?
Let's
He's like, not do that. And I'm like, is it going to hurt like hell? He's like, well, it's not going to feel very good going in, but afterwards you're not going to be able to feel it at all. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want that at all. He's like, okay. I'm like, I'll just continue to, like, ice it down and chill for a while. Okay?
Well, yeah, that's good. So you were telling me earlier that the doctor was showing a little interest in this documentary that we're making.
Yeah, or... he's super excited about it. Like, he asked me how many people we have listened.
How did
I
that...
gave him the gist of it. What?
How did that come up in conversation? Were you like, hey, this is almost done. I want you to see it? Or
He asked me, you know, how's it going with it? Because I had told him in the, you know, in the beginning, before I even got the surgery done, that this is what I was doing for it. And so he was just, you know, seeing how it was going and all that. And then he wanted to ask a little bit more about the show. So I proceeded to tell him about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And so go ahead.
He's pretty interested in it. He's like, that's really cool that someone around here is doing something like that and has a fan basis and people, you know, we get word out to people all over the place.
That's awesome that there's here. That's awesome that there's a talk show in Kalispell, Montana that isn't all crazy conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Man, that is fantastic.
And he's just, you know, he wants to see the finished product of the video when we're done with it or when McNally gets done with it. So I'm going to hook him up with a link with that. And, he was also getting kind of close to thinking about getting a sponsorship through us, so that'd be kind of cool.
Right, so anybody, will he make house calls, or how's that going to work? Because I'm going to...
Give me a sweet discount or something for that
so
place.
So if you guys are local and you need some female parts removed, we'll hook it up. we got the hookup. That's
you
awesome.
Need a tumor
does,
removed?
Does he do? Does he do abortions?
I don't know.
Could he?
Probably.
Some back alley shit, maybe?
He's a doctor. Dude.
Could he remove one of my nuts so I could sell it for $800,000 on the African American market?
They don't sell for $800,000.
Mine do. Well, $400,000. But for the pair, I'm going to want $800,000. There's no.
Oh, my God.
You don't get a discount for buying in bulk. I'm sorry.
Matt.
Doug says, does he do vasectomies?
I don't know. He's just a chick doctor.
Well, come
dude.
On. I need to know. Who my sponsor's gonna be?
Well,
like, I could tell you what Arado Toys does. They sell porn things. Done.
Well, my doctor does womanly things. He does girly things.
Is he a girly doctor?
No.
Is he kind of feminine?
No.
Light in his loafers?
No.
Flamboyant?
He's really cool. He's the one that pushed to get a bunch of that money written off for me and stuff.
Well, that's cool. And from his point of view, he's like, I'm not getting the money either way, so I might as well help you out and have a happy patient than, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So did he mention anything about maybe having a EPFX done on you to help get rid of all that pain you're feeling?
I don't even know what that
is. Did he hand you, if you look at the jamhole.com camera one, did he hand you a pamphlet that looks a little something like this?
No, see, this is a real doctor.
No, I got this at a real place.
Yeah, no.
Embrace the power of quantum technology. I love quantum technology.
People who do that quantum don't actually open you up and do surgery. They
well,
would have
no.
given me some kind of weird fucking home remedy to try and make my
no.
tumor go away, and it would never have gone
they
away.
They don't have to, because they embrace the power of quantum technology.
And quantum technology would have not gotten rid of my tumor either.
Collapse the waveform, am I right? Doug says, is he in drag?
No.
That'd be awesome.
He's a super cool doctor.
That'd be awesome on the video if you got it back and he, like, rolls in. He's like, I'm here! All ready to operate.
Oh, my God. No, he was there as I was passing
so out. So, I'm a huge fan of quantum technology. Quantum Leap, loved it. Quantum physics, I'm a huge fan of that.
Okay.
I collapse waveforms every day. Now, with this awesome technology, you get an analysis of nutritional deficiencies, allergies and food sensitivities, toxicities, fungi and parasites, physical body organs, muscles, glands, blood and more. Why did you list muscles twice? Because we're in the quantum world. That's just how we roll. Brainwave patterns, emotional blockages, and mental stress. Do you have any emotional blockages?
No.
Is that like when an artery gets blocked? But, like, emotionally, the artery's just like, I can't go on anymore.
I suppose. I don't really know how that goes.
My cardiovascular system, very emotional. Mental stress, the top most reactive issues with risks profile, virtual doctor facility, trademark. Therapies include electro, acupuncture, reflexology, and cranial sacral, allergy desensitization, detoxification. That's allergy desensitization. It's when they take your allergies and they set them in front of the internet, and the internet just desensitizes the fuck out of them. Yeah! Come on, I'm on board with this. Spinal, dental, and TMJ programming, nutritional balancing, beauty, anti-aging, and stress reduction, homeopathic, Bach flower, color, iridology, chakra balancing, and biorhythms. I am in. I'm in. What is the EPFX SCIO, you may be asking yourself? Well, simply put, the EPFX and the EPFX are high-tech complementary health devices that assist health practitioners to find energetic imbalances and health issues occurring within humans and animals. You could bring your dogs to these people. We encourage it. There's so many spelling errors in this and typos, like where
you
I
would
said
think that you would want it to, you know, look professional.
If you want us to take your bullshit homeopathic crap seriously, maybe don't make it say, simply put, the EPFX and the EPFX are high. Like, you just said that. How does it work?
Do it twice in a row. Did you go to your high school
Listen
English
to this.
Class?
This Listen
is
to
why
this.
I know they're not real doctors.
Well,
These
I know they're not.
Faggots I'm, that play. Oh, I'm better than a real doctor because I could do this, this, and this and not actually have to give you medications or surgery. That's not a real doctor.
I know they're not a real doctor because I found this pamphlet in a bullshit place that sticks a tube up your asshole and shoves water through it, a.k.a. colon hydrotherapy, which if you downloaded the 250 show at thejamhole.com/250, you would have seen that. How does it work? Well, I'm going to read this verbatim. You tell me if you can point out where the error is, okay? Ready?
Okay.
The functions of the EPFX and the SCIO are similar to that of a virus scan on a computer. The EPFX SCIO detects weaknesses such as viruses, nutritional deficiencies, allergies, abnormalities, and food sensitivities by calculating the biological reactivity and resonance in your body. This data offers an understanding of your possible needs, dysfunctions, and vulnerabilities. The information is inevitably different from that provided by more standard medical tests. You know, those bullshit medical doctors with their bullshit medical degrees and shit.
Yeah, yeah. The one that made me better.
Blood tests, x-rays. It's better than that because this focuses in on your energetic body, which offers more complete of each facet of your health. That's right. And after the initial test is complete, well, once this bullshit has measured vitamin levels, amino acids, nutrients, food substances, minerals, enzymes, natural sugars, toxins, hormone levels, muscle tone, disease, bacteria, molds, fungi, viruses, and the health and balance of internal organs, well, what do you do with that info? Then we compare it to the figures against the norm. We look at what's normal for all of these bullshit readings. And then we see where you ranked. And then we give you crap. How does this help?
What do they give you?
I'm glad you asked. Basically, the EPFX reveals anything that is negatively affecting health. Anything. Cancer, AIDS, we got that covered at a quantum level. If someone has digestive trouble...
I want to make an appointment.
For example, okay?
I have lots of problems.
If someone has digestive trouble, the EPFX reveals anything that is negatively affecting health. For example, if someone has digestive trouble, the SCIO may show that person to have had some sort of food poisoning as a child. They repeat it twice. They're like, I didn't mean the EPFX. I meant the SCIO, but I don't know how to backspace, so I'll just put in another paragraph.
Jesus Christ.
I'm reading this verbatim, keep in mind. You were maybe poisoned as a child.
But Doug says my wife is negatively affecting my health.
Yes!
Will it work on her?
At the quantum level, it is, dude. We will collapse that bitch-ass waveform and send it into a state of complete non-existence.
Non-existence.
Like that.
I see your problem, sir. You got married.
Let's go ahead and a couple dials here and a couple of switches here, and voila. Watch as your wife dematerializes before your very eyes. So if someone has digestive trouble, the SCIO may show that they were poisoned as a child, which is causing current health issues to occur. Really? You mean back when my mom tried to kill me with all that food poisoning, that's why I'm not healthy now? Thanks.
Huh, cool.
It's a good thing you looked
at... I never would have known.
It's a good thing you zoomed into the quantum level to realize that, because I didn't fucking know that. Hindsight may be 20/20, but this shit is quantum. Right. You can't fuck with that. Or if a person is chronically tired, this machine could show an acupuncture energy imbalance. We all know how bullshit acupuncture is, am I right?
Yes.
We saw the double-blind studies where they were taking needles and putting them in the wrong places, putting them in the right places, and not putting them anywhere. And they were all the fucking same. It's a placebo, guys.
Yeah.
So, the EPFX identifies problem areas? Question mark? No. It's more than just an analysis tool. This is way more.
Okay.
We're talking quantum physics here, guys.
Okay.
After measuring the body's frequencies, the EPFX feeds back its own frequencies to redress or neutralize destructive wave patterns, like your wife.
Do they actually have, like, a PhD?
No, they don't. They don't have any.
Normal people that are milking off of the idiots.
Well, we'll get into that, but yes. In some cases, it may add frequency, in others, reverse it to either enhance or counteract the body's own resonance. The EPFX reveals not only the negative aspects of the body, but also the positive aspects. However, in attempting to improve and revitalize health, we tend to focus more on the negative. No shit. You fucking retards. What blows my mind even more is not that there's something like this out there. This is stuff like this is all over the world. But that people buy this shit. People go in there and they get their colon cleaned and they're like, well, what's the next step? Well, let's go to the quantum level.
Ooh.
I heard about
just make
quantum.
This sound smarter.
Is that Stephen Hawking's guy?
Hawking's.
Do you remember that video? Yeah. What a dumb. I thought Asians were supposed to be smart. What the
this
fuck?
This one was so not smart.
What a fucking idiot. I put that
her
up.
Her brain's so smart.
If you guys wonder what we're talking about, go to thejamhole.com/forums and look in the video section, and you'll see a talk given by some chick about it's so ridiculous. So, how does it perform therapy? Well, the EPFX is based on quantum physics. You already said that! Thank you. During therapy, the EPFX measures the body's resonance reactance pattern and determines what benefit has occurred in the time period since the previous measurement, less than 1 second earlier. We can tune this thing to say anything. It's that easy. Set it and forget it. If there has been an improvement, the input resonance is altered energetically. It maintains each beneficial setting as long as it is helping and changes as required. For further research and understanding, the internet offers extensive information regarding quantum physics. Which, by the way, quantum physics has nothing to do with this. Can children benefit from this therapy? Yes! Can animals? Yes! All of your shit. Now, you might be asking yourself, how much does something this amazing cost? Well, a suggested session is 90 minutes long. For a dollar a minute, $90 a sesh.
Oh, my God.
Sign me up.
MDS says, durka, 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 durka.
Hit a head of herda.
Yeah.
Hey, you got that there hit a head of herda quantum physics? Herda herda? Shit, yeah, I do. What do you want? I could bring in my mixer and just hook people up to an XLR, like up their nose and
up their butt.
And
they believe you and they'd be like, okay.
I have four channels. One is the nose, one is the butt, one is the belly button, one is the mouth. Now you get all of these in tune perfectly by going, Are you kidding me? This is what I deal with. Oh, let's get to a little truth. You ever heard of a little group called the FDA?
Yes, I have.
You down with FDA?
Yes, I am.
You know me. FDA bans import of unproven machine. What machine, you may ask? The EPFX QXCI machine.
Oh, really?
This is actually illegal.
Really?
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 Trying to shut down a federal fugitive's medical device empire, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is blocking the import of the machine he claims can cure diseases such as cancer and a little disease you might have heard of called AIDS. We cure it, quantumly.
Yeah, no, you don't.
The desktop device, called the EPFX, is manufactured in Hungary by William Nelson, who fled the U.S. back in 96 after he was indicted on felony fraud charges.
Because he knew he was lying.
Related to his invention.
Duh.
You're working with an invention that the manufacturer had to leave the U.S. because of. That sounds good.
Yeah,
that really
let's
sounds
trust
good.
That.
FDA Compliance Director Timothy Ulatowski, wow, who oversees medical device regulations, said the action is the first step in a sweeping investigation of Nelson, his distributors, and EPFX operators. Like this person, Miss, what's her name here? Got it right here. Miss Linda Markison. She has a cell number here. Should we give her a call?
I think we should.
Should we? All right, well, let me read.
And actually, don't scare off. Like you normally do with phone calls like this.
I'll be nice.
Speak with her about it. Talk with her about it. Tell her you have something going wrong.
Do you guys want to hear a phone call? All right. Well, let me get through some more of this so you guys know really what's going on with this device, and then I'll give her a call.
Berger was saying that I banned the Christian that was in the room. No, I did not ban that Christian Sky X Sky. I kicked her out because she wouldn't stop talking about Christianity stuff. Then she came back, and
I let her
stay in here. Because Matt likes to argue with Christians, and
what can
it
I
was
say?
Actually quite wonderful.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
She can come back if she wants, and it'd be great, because I really love listening to him argue with Christians.
Quote! Okay?
Okay, quote. Quote.
This is pure, blatant fraud. The claims are baloney, the FDA guy said. These people prey in many cases on consumers who are desperate and seeking cures for very serious diseases. The FDA said it took action as a result of a recent Seattle Times investigation that uncovered a global network of manufacturers who sell unproven devices and practitioners who exploit unsuspecting patients. When we call her, I will play the part of one unsuspecting patient.
You know, I think what we should do is maybe get an appointment, have something wrong, get something prescribed.
And then sue the fuck
out of them.
I do want to call him, though, tonight.
Okay.
And we'll still set up
maybe
an appointment.
Maybe I'll go in and I'll be like, because there's all sorts of, I got
okay,
whatever.
Okay, just
dude.
When I call, just shh.
Okay.
And maybe we'll let all the listeners, if you go to, just email info@thejamhole.com with what diseases you want me to pretend I have. Let's do it that way. Or
just
go to the feedback, thejamhole.com/feedback.
No, don't really do that. Just be like, you know, I'm feeling a little under the weather. I'm kind of sick. I want to know a little bit more about your equipment or what you do.
Doug says post the number so we can all call. I will post the number, of course. Just not right now because I'm the first to call. And Red Fox says, you're fucking cyst. That would be a good start.
No, just tell her that you're feeling ill and you want to talk with her, learn a little bit more about it.
Red Fox going with your fucking cyst. Can they collapse that waveform? That's all. You should go in and be like,
Willie's going to say you're a sex addict.
Hey, which ovary did you have removed? The right one?
Left one.
You should go to her and be like, my left ovary is killing me. And then see what she, and be like, I got you, bitch. I don't have a left ovary in your face. And then sue the shit out of her.
But it's expensive. They want you to pay money or whatever.
Doug says genital warts. All right, that'll be a good one. You can't cure HPV or herpes. Let's go with something uncurable. I have polio and herpes.
Well,
I did a lot of fucking when I was younger.
Well, no. Are you going to call in and tell her you have polio?
No, I'm going to call in and be like, I don't know what I'm going to say. We'll see. She
just
may not even
you're
answer.
You're feeling under the weather and you just want to know a little bit more about her.
I just got my colon cleaned the fuck out and I'm curious about what you can do for me. I'm on a huge health kick, quantumly. I just got done watching Quantum Leap.
I just got your pamphlet and I want to know what this is all about.
I'll call her.
Explain to me.
I'll be like, hi. I just quantum leaped into this place, and I saw your brochure.
Matt.
And I want to quantum leap over there and see if you can help me get back to my time.
Matt.
I'm sorry. I love this shit. So also in response, a congressional subcommittee is investigating how these manufacturers have taken advantage of federal loopholes to profit from the machines. The Washington State Chiropractic Association asked the state board that governs chiropractors to ban the EPFX. It's a good thing chiropractors aren't really doctors either, huh? The Times series revealed how manufacturers and operators use unproven devices, some illegal, some dangerous, to misdiagnose diseases, divert critically ill people from life-saving care, and drain their bank accounts. Many operators dupe patients by posing as highly trained healthcare professionals through the use of deceptive credentials and degrees from unaccredited institutions. These victims are casualties in the growing field called energy medicine, in quotes. I practice energy medicine. You may have heard of one of my most favorite techniques, the Hadouken. Oh, energy ball to your face, Street Fighter 2 style, huh? Hadouken. That's my favorite energy medicine.
Mine's the Kamehameha wave.
Also, the har you get.
Oh my god.
And I am also a fan of the Yoga Flame. Oh, man.
I like the Kaioken in...
Kaioken. Some Dragon Ball.
And the Spirit Ball.
Thousands of these unproven medical devices were found in venues across the country, from healthcare clinics in Florida to an 866-bed hospital in Missouri. The FDA and state regulators failed to confiscate or warn the public about a dangerous device, the PAP-IMI, a 260-pound electromagnetic pulsing machine linked to patients' injuries and death. People died because you hooked them up to a 260-pound electromagnetic pulse. Good job, homeopathy. Bravo. I can't wait till the 300-pound electromagnetic pulse machine comes out next year.
Right?
It's going to be super sweet. The devices made in Greece by a math professor, Panos Papas, were smuggled into the U.S. as seed germinators. They remain in use today in at least 5 states, including Washington. The FDA will take action against the PAPMIMI, the guy said, but he wouldn't give details. Quote, I don't want to tip my hand to those who might benefit, he said. They may evade action. So, going back to the EPFX, it is one of the most prevalent energy devices in the U.S., with an estimated 10,000 machines in clinics, offices, and homes. More have been sold in the Northwest than in any other region. Huh. We're in the Northwest. Nice tits, by the way.
I had to fix my pants.
I'm rocking tits, babe. Rocking tits. So a bunch of these things are up here, apparently. The Northwest is more than just, you know, us, but that's interesting to know. Nelson, the guy that got kicked out of the U.S., that ran away from the U.S. to Hungary, he's a native of Ohio, registered his company Eclosion with the FDA back in 89 as a maker of biofeedback machines, meaning he could sell his invention, but only as a stress-relieving tool. Then, in 92, the FDA warned him to stop making fraudulent claims that his device could diagnose and heal. Would you say that these were maybe fraudulent claims?
I think so.
They're it can diagnose and heal cancer and AIDS?
And AIDS, yeah.
No. Okay, yeah, okay. So far, so good. Maybe we should report them.
I think we should.
Definitely. In 96, he fled the U.S. after he was indicted on 9 counts of felony fraud. That's serious jail time. That's not like fun little county prison. That's federal pound me in the ass penitentiary time.
Yeah, I wonder how many people this person has tricked.
I don't know, but I deliver to the place I found this every Friday, and I just noticed it that first day I grabbed it. Remember when I first brought it and I was like, I want to talk about this, but I want to do more research first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been there for a couple weeks now. Let's see here. Today, the flamboyant Nelson, who's 56, rakes in millions of dollars monthly from the sales of devices, accessories, and training materials. Physicians, nurses, and chiropractors across the country market and use the device, which now costs. How much does this device cost, you think?
$19,900
$19,900 for the machine.
That's,
so
that's more than my car cost.
I'd rather not buy one and just pay the $90 for 90 minutes to use it.
No shit.
Fuck it. That's way cheaper. one of the EPFX's celebrity pitchmen was Jeffrey Spencer, a chiropractor for champion cyclist Lance Armstrong. Excuse me. So it goes on, and there's one more thing I wanted to read here, and then we'll call her.
It's been a while since you sent the felon to jail. Time for a new target.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I'll send another person to jail. Why not? He needs company, right?
All right, so now, and I will put a link to this. It's from healthwatcher.net/quackerywatch/qxci/index.html, whatever. I'll put a link to it. Open letter to those who promote QXCI. My dear Dr. Quack, so you are one of the licensed health professionals who use the QXCI system in your practice. You may also teach other people how to use the device to diagnose and treat their customers, even though they are not licensed? Question mark. Are you also one of those doctors who is using QXCI as a business opportunity because your own practice is going down the drain? You must have been really impressed with their colorful brochures and became a true believer in quantum technology. Perhaps you listened to a QXCI spiel on the internet that convinced you that the QXCI was able to create a link to your unconscious that hides behind your left ear. my unconscious is behind my balls, but
yeah,
you know,
I know.
It varies. It varies.
No, it hides in the penis.
Every time you blow me, I like get all into my unconscious mind. I'm like,
fag.
These guys are fags too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Or perhaps you are tired of your old QXCI and want to step up to the latest technology, the amazing SCIO device. After all, it's another quantum leap of faith. Ah! And it will make you a lot of money. Perhaps you were treated yourself by one of the largest quack operations down in Sarasota, Florida, while you were on vacation. Or maybe you got suckered into the distance healing scam performed by that same clinic.
What did it say about Sarasota?
That's where one of the largest quack operations is.
Wow.
Down there in Sarasota.
Wow.
It's called the Quantum Wellness Center. You
Never
ever heard,
heard
of that?
Of it, no.
You ever heard of that MDS down there in Florida? The Quantum Wellness.
Well, if it's in Sarasota, he wouldn't really know of it because he's always in
well,
Tampa.
Well, I figure Florida ain't that big of a state. Or maybe you got suckered into the distance healing scam performed by the same clinic. You didn't even have to leave your Ontario office. Wow, isn't that amazing? After paying for your unit, you had to endure a grueling 8 to 9 hour training period before you could use the device on your patients. Of course, you knew that health insurance did not pay for QXCI therapy for a very good reason. It doesn't work.
Fake.
It doesn't work. But hey, that won't stop you from using it. Why? What do you care? Your patients pay you with cash, check, or charge card. They do this because you are a good salesperson.
Yep.
You have convinced them that you can help solve their condition, real or imagined. You do this even though there is not one scintilla of evidence that what you do is either accurate or effective. Where in the world are your ethical values?
Nowhere.
In the quantum world? You have either ethical values or non-ethical values. It, right now, they're both, until you collapse the waveform, forcing it into ethical or not ethical.
Oh my God.
That was for the camera. If you are licensed or registered as a chiropractor or medical doctor, do you know that you are all, in all probability, violating your professional code of conduct, board or college policies, or even legislated regulations?
Super Pimp says, can I cure their ethics?
Maybe. You can in the super quantum world. Fuck yeah.
That'd be nice.
The problem is basically this, okay?
Okay.
Let me break this down to you. Layman's terms.
Break it down.
Here's the problem.
Break it down.
Have you ever considered for one moment that when you collect hundreds of dollars from a perfectly healthy client to help pay for your $13,500 U.S. quack QXCI biofeedback device, that you are in all probability making fraudulent representation to that client? As a person who takes an oath to do no harm, do you really care that you have scared them to death or caused them economic hardship because you promote this shit? You don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Probably not. Take the case of a young mother who was told that she had a brain tumor and she had to leave the province and pay money out of her own pocket for a CT scan. Are you that delusional that you can't face the truth? It's one thing to use an unapproved device to convince hypochondriacs that they have a real problem, like too much candida or an imbalance of their bowel flora. Those are just the average tactics used by unlicensed charlatans, but let's face the facts. The QXCI device and all of its software are in all probability nothing more than a scam, and that you are a part of the expensive fraud that ruins people's lives. When you have those bloody professional initials after your name, it's even worse.
I think you should just print this out and drop it off to that place.
I should. Please respect your profession and give it up. Give it up for the jam hole! Woo! Yay! And just give it up, period. Don't use this device to scam people, and don't tell them that it's just investigational. It's a bunch of crap, and you know it. If you don't know it, then you are basically delusional and should be seen by someone who can help you. Sincerely, Terry Polavoy, MD, healthwatcher.net.
Doug says the machine is actually an Atari 2600 painted blue.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly what the show
is. All right, well, should we give him a call here? I doubt she's going to answer.
Be nice. I want to hear this. I don't want her to just hang up on you.
All right, well.
And just say, I've been searching online, but it says it's illegal. I just want to be sure before we do this. Awkward silence.
I'm dialing. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Shh.
Hi, please leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks. Bye for now. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Linda. My name is Matthew and I found your brochure for quantum healing. I wanted a little more information about your program. You see, recently I have been diagnosed with a very terminal form of pancreatic cancer, and I'm really afraid to go through all this chemotherapy stuff, and I've been reading a lot online about quantum physics, and I really think that your device can help me. If you could, I'm very interested in this. Give me a call back at 406-204-4687. I saw the price, and like I said, you know, money's no option. I'm very scared right now, and I need to get healed. I don't want to die. I'm very afraid. So if you could give me a call back, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. What a bitch.
Oh, my God.
How would you rate the last call's quality? Well, Skype, I'd say it was very bad because she didn't pick up.
Well, I think what you should do now is change the voicemail.
Nah, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not. If she calls back during the show, I'll catch it. But, oh, well. Well, this isn't the last you've heard from this shit. I am going to.
We should call tomorrow during the, or like.
There's another number. Should we try the other number?
What's it saying?
Oh, it's the Wellness Education Center in Kalispell. They're closed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, if you guys want to give her a call, it's 406-261-0627. Ask for Linda Marsusen. Excuse my face.
Linda Marsusen?
Yeah, we will definitely
be... Linda Marsusen is going to be spending time in pound me in the ass prison.
Yeah, we will definitely be reporting this to the proper channels. I already emailed a big thing I wrote about it to the Flathead Beacon, but they don't like me, apparently, so I don't know.
The Flathead Beacon?
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, look at this. This crap is going on in the valley. You should write something about it or let me, and he never answers me. I don't know. So, I got a funny story. So, I'm delivering in town yesterday, Thursday, and I'm coming out of this parking lot, and it's right by Main Street, And here comes a group of kids walking, right? Like four kids. And two of the kids are talking to each other as they're walking.
Uh-huh.
And one kid, like, I'm watching this almost like it's in slow motion. Like, somebody was like, hey, Matt, this is for you. The kid is walking, and there's a street sign pole right there.
Oh, great.
And I'm like, he's got to see that. And they keep on walking, and they're talking back and forth. I'm like, he's going to fucking hit it. No way. And he fucking walked. Boom! Right into the fucking pole. And
that's
his friends,
awesome.
Dude, all three of his friends just started laughing the fuck out of him, dude. It was so funny. It was like one of those things where I'm like, man, if I had $1 million, I wish I would have been there to see that. Like, it was like that for me. It was nice.
Oh, my God.
I appreciated it. So, I did get the droid today. If you look at camera one, this is my droid. I go in there. And I waited till noon because that's when the lady was like, I don't get there till noon and I'll put one away for you. And she knew my situation and all that shit. So I waited till noon, went in there, and all the people working there have their droid shirts on and there's big droid posters everywhere. And I'm talking to the one guy and everyone that talks to a person there, they're like, well, can I interest you in the new Motorola droid? It's our newest thing and all this and that and shit. And they're like really trying to push it. And I guess they sold quite a few of them. It's pretty cool that people up here are getting this kind of stuff. But also, it's like, I hate to be the tech support on the other end of these people when they get home and realize that they have no fucking idea how to do any of the shit that this phone can do. Like, or what's even better is that the droid, you can buy a $30 dock that sits in your car. I'm waiting for all the accidents that are going to happen when these retards...
People are just looking at their fucking
people
droid.
That try to text and drive that can't do that very well. Now they're trying to, like, navigate shit while they're driving. Oh, dude, I can't wait for all the accidents. And so I talk to him, and I'm like, you know, I'm not paying $600 for this thing. And I used my upgrade when my girlfriend's phone broke. But we added a line, so... We technically shouldn't have used my upgrade, and that didn't work. He's like, well, she wasn't eligible for one anyway, so that's why you had to use yours and this and that. So, fuck me. Now I have to pay $9.99 a month for this other, you know, my old phone that isn't even hooked up with anything, which is cool. And he set it so that if I want to make a call on my old phone, it's going to charge me by the minute, which is pretty sweet. So, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it. It's, you know, there's nothing on it now. And what's awesome, I'm asking these guys, and I know they probably don't know much about the droid. And I've been reading about it since day one, right? Since I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, hey.
You're like, ugh, droid.
Just a shot in the dark. I'm like, so, what's the processor speed on this? And I'm thinking these fools had to have studied up because it's their big thing, right? Just to fuck with him, just to see. I know how fast it is.
Uh-huh.
500 megahertz. He's like, it's as fast as the iPhone. I'm like, right, but what's the megahertz? How fast is the processor? What kind of processor? I don't really know. And he goes back to ask, and like some chick is back there. She's like, 500 megahertz. He's like, oh, it's 500 megahertz. Thanks, dude. Fucking idiots. How do you... And I do it just, I know they don't know shit, but it just pisses me off. Not saying that I want to work in a place like that, but when I needed a job, places like that would never hire me. And it always pisses me off to this very
day. That you have these fucking retards that don't do any kind of research into the product that they're selling at all. They're just there to sell it.
Red Fox says, the guy forgot to read his cheat sheet. No
right?
shit, dude. It was appalling. And so they're trying to figure out my old phone. Because I have it all hacked up because what came with it was shit. So I ripped all that stuff out. I went into the firmware. I messed with a bunch of shit to get it just right, you know? And they're like, we can't get your contacts off of here. And I'm like,
yes,
it took
you. Yes, they can. They're just retards.
I was in there. They're like, well, we do it through Bluetooth. And I'm like, just plug it in and do it through USB. Oh, we don't do that here. What? I was in there for 2 hours while they were fucking with my old phone trying to get my shit off of there. And,
and finally,
I'm like, you know what? Forget it, dude. I'll do it myself. He's like, I'm really sorry about that. I'm like, it's fine, dude. Whatever.
It's okay.
Good luck getting your fucking commissions today on all these idiots.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I got to say, though, I've been messing with it quite a bit. I really, really like it. There's nothing that so far I've been like, man, this kind of sucks. I wish I wouldn't have done this or this, but it's solid, dude. The voice, I was messing around today going from, you know, because I deliver water, I'm going from each stop to each stop, and I'm messing with the GPS because, again, Verizon had the GPS on the old phones locked the fuck down unless you use their navigator. Funny thing with the Droid, you what? Can't use the navigator even if you wanted to. It won't work on it. No Verizon Navigator, which is cool.
Nice.
So I'm messing with it, and it has all the voice stuff. So I'm like, I forget, I'm at some lumber yard delivering, and I'm like, Bitney's Furniture. And it's searching, it's searching, and it's like, did you say Bikini Furniture?
That's,
and I'm like,
so awesome.
No, no, no.
You should have said yes and see what it came up
Bitney's
with.
Bitney's Furniture. It searches again. Did you say Disney Furniture? No, damn it. So finally I figure it out. I'm like, I type it in, and I'm watching myself drive on the GPS. I'm like, ah, that's kind of cool. I've never had that before. So everything else, though, the voice activated, it does work really well. It's just certain things it still has a hard time recognizing. You know, did you say bikini or bitney or this and that? And there's more search terms on the internet for bikini than there is for bitney. So I understand how it would do that. But the camera is beautiful. If the light is kind of low, maybe not so much. But it has a dual LED flash, which is cool. It's really fast.
If you go to his Twitter, you can see the first picture we took with it.
Yeah.
I was playing with it, and I took a picture with it, and I sent it to Twitter. It's a really good picture, so
I really like the fact that you can use the YouTube on here, and it will let you watch in high def, which is
kind of
cool.
Yeah, I know. We were sitting here watching some
the newest
poetry.
Emo Poetry, episode 23 at thejamhole.com/YouTube.
And that was so fucking
It's crystal clear.
And, dude, those speakers are badass.
This thing
on that
bumps, dude. It's
oh my God.
So loud. So, yeah, I am really happy with it. Everything's super fast with it. The browser's amazing. The contacts, I have a bunch of you fuckers in my contacts now because you're on my Facebook. So those are all in here. So, yeah, I have no complaints yet. And, you know, I haven't messed with it that much. But from what I've been playing with it so far, I'm really glad that I switched. And I'm really glad I waited until this came out because there's been a lot of things that
I remember you all the time. You're like, why don't you get a new phone, Matt? Why don't you get a new phone? You're like, there's nothing else out there that I want yet. He's like, I have the best phone right now.
And because it only took me, 3 days to hack the shit out of this one so that I got it the way I want it.
And you don't
why
even
do
really
I want...
have to hack that Droid.
I haven't.
Everything is on it.
I got the Twitterific, or what's the Twitteroid app or whatever. And everything is great with it. So no complaints yet. We'll see how the battery life is. The one thing I am kind of mad about at Verizon, you have a deal where you buy the phone and it comes with the sleep dock. So when you're at home, you can have it there like an alarm clock.
I really want you to get that because that
now,
is super cool.
They're giving those away with the phone. And I bought the car dock, which was $30, for a piece of plastic. The car dock doesn't even come with a charger, which is cool, guys. Thanks. But the other dock does, so that's fine. Verizon got 3 of the normal docks and a shitload of the car docks. The normal docks are the ones they're giving away with the phone. What the fuck? Why did you just get 3 of them? I don't know. I don't understand that. That's my only beef with it. And the keyboard, it's kind of tight, and I'm not really used to it.
It's not bad, though. You just have to get used to it. The keys are in different areas, and it's not as cramped as your touchscreen keyboard.
Right, and that's what I'm used to, so
you'll get used to it. Just give it a little bit.
I am very happy with it.
I do like my keyboard better, though, because I can feel the bubbles of the buttons.
Yeah.
So I can tell where I'm at when I'm typing and stuff. The keyboard's flat, so I don't know. I'm not really big on that, but it's still really fun.
I gotta
say,
man, it is fast. The phone itself, the processor is fast. It's got good memory in it. It's a good phone. I'm a tech junkie, and, to have something like this that I'm like, everything is good. Usually I'll find something that I'm like, yeah, this could have been done differently. Like, it's a good phone. I really like it.
I'm liking it a lot too, dude. That fucking screen is beautiful.
And it's responsive.
It's super fast, yeah. Dude. Like, when you're scrolling through stuff, dude, it's just like flipping through pages. It's like, I don't know. It's really easy to mess with, too. I like that.
Yeah. So, and yeah, if you guys have any questions about just the jamhole.com/feedback, type them out there, or you can give us a call if you want. But, yeah, I'll be happy to take your questions about it. Moving on, then. MDS sent us a little story here from Florida, our most fucked up state. Did you hear about the elementary... Did you hear the one about the kindergarten teacher who got removed from classroom duties... Because she
might have allegedly
she might have accused, or she might have asked a 6-year-old girl to clean up another student's pee, and then rewarded the girl with play money, Monopoly money, probably.
Play money.
Hey, if you clean up your little 6-year-old boyfriend's piss, I'll give you fake money.
Okay.
Good job, Florida. Port St. Lucie police were called to the school Wednesday, 2 days after the alleged incident happened, when the 6-year-old's mother came to the school, quote, very upset. Mm-hmm. I am very upset. Oh, and Doug from Ohio says, the chat wants to know what you ended up paying for the droid. Well, I ended up paying $300, but I get a $100 mail-in rebate, which is pretty awesome. And then I had to end up paying, you know, $9.99 a month for my old phone. So I didn't really pay that much. It came with
I thought it was going to be $600.
Well, it would have been $600 if I would have just got it full price. But since I opted to just pay, you know, $10 a month.
You know what's so funny? Is that just the getting the phone outright at $600 or whatever and not having all the awesome shit that we already have.
What do you mean?
Like, getting it like that, you get more than what you're getting with the $200 because you still have an extra line.
Right. Not that I could really do anything
with
it.
I know, but the thing is you, like, you wanted to downgrade. You know, like, you're like, I want to give up this line and, you know,
I just don't want to pay the ridiculous amount of money they make you pay for getting out of contract.
Right. So you would think it would be easier for them to just, you know, do it like... Get rid of that, put the old number on the droid, and that be the only two lines.
Right.
And that would be easier. So you would think that would be the cheaper, but nay.
Yeah, it's stupid. Whatever. And then Doug says, so do I get the old phone or not? If you want to buy it, dude, they're discontinued, but I did find them on eBay. Speaking of eBay, there's some punk-ass motherfucker selling droids on eBay that are totally unlocked for over $800.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Quit being pricks. When shit comes out, stop buying 10 of them so that you can sell them on eBay, you greedy fuck.
Yeah, no
That's
kidding.
Not nice.
No.
You're an asshole for doing that. Like, I mean, it's a good idea. I mean,
hopefully there's someone that actually worked for the company and they just have a bundle
of
them.
Well, he said, I'm getting them from my Verizon connection tomorrow, which was today.
Which
Guess
is probably
what?
The Verizon store.
I got mine from my Verizon connection. I hope your connection was a little smarter than mine was.
Right.
Nah, he was a cool kid, though.
But he didn't pay $800 for a fucking drink.
Right. And since I'm a VIP member, which means I've been paying my bills out the fucking ass for like the past 3 years, I have a $500 limit on what can be billed. And Drunken Charge says, hey, Matt, was that red Bally or Valley? It's B-A-L-I. And if you could send me some of that, oh, that would be so awesome. I will give you shout-out. I will plug anything you want me to plug on this show for some red Bally.
She will suck yo dick.
She will suck yo dick for some red Ballys. So, yeah, the mom's at the school. She's very upset. Principal Harriet McGriff told police she spoke with kindergarten teacher Martha Ensley and that Ensley, quote, admitted to having the student clean the urine and admitted giving her dolphin dollars afterward.
What
are dolphin dollars?
Fake money.
That's worse than Monopoly money. What the fuck?
That's like at my old job in Sarasota. I was working at Smokey's Barbecue Pit and like for doing odd things or whatever, like odd jobs or whatever, you get Smokey bucks, right?
And so buddies at Applebee's,
kind of, and I would rack up on these Smokey bucks and then the company got, yeah.
Good, adults. This is how you keep your employees in check. Hey, if you do a good job, I'll give you a gold star. Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, now our company's going to go ahead and shut down.
Because Lord knows you don't pay me enough to do a good job. That's for fucking sure.
I never even got a tax return from that job.
Of course not. They weren't really paying you. That's
why. No, they paid me.
Yeah.
Well, I was a waitress, so I got a lot of money from that, and I was a manager, so yeah.
Yeah. So, dolphin dollars, if you're curious, are play money given to Flora Struss students to reinforce good behavior. The play money can later be exchanged for toys and activities at a school store. Quote, "It worries me because she's got a stack of dolphin dollars this big," said Lisa Portlees, the student's mother. This big.
This big.
And I'm just imagining if she's done that, what else did she do for that stack of dolphin dollars? Well, some little five-year-old gave her $5 for a blowjob. another one gave her $5 to eat some poop. Yeah, the teacher, I'd say, was the nicest of the three. Police consulted with the state attorney's office and decided no crime had occurred. Janice Carr, school director of communications, said an internal investigation is underway to determine whether school administrative rules had been broken. Is it? So here's what happened with the pee. A student took a piss all over the floor, didn't clean it up. Ensley is quoted in the report as saying the six-year-old girl followed usual procedure by raising her hand and telling her the bathroom was fouled with urine. So, okay.
Teacher.
Teacher, bathroom stinks like piss. Quote,
clean it up.
Quote, Mrs. Ensley told me she was in the middle of a lesson, the report states, and told the girl to just clean it up. The girl returned to the restroom and wiped up the urine. Ensley then gave the student dolphin dollars as a reward. So, well, see, now that's different. It's a problem, I think, if the teacher's like, I don't want to clean up the piss. If you do it, I'll give you dolphin dollars. This was like, I'm in the middle of teaching, so deal with it. Like, the girl didn't have to.
Yeah, but how old is the kid?
Six.
Said? Six? Okay, you don't
piss
go
in the other bathroom then. Who cares?
The kid's going to end up messing with some fucking strange kid's urine. You don't know what she can catch from that? Come on.
Well, if your dumb six-year-old doesn't know enough to not fuck around with piss, then maybe the teacher needs to do a better job of teaching. Do they pay the teachers in dolphin dollars? Because then, okay.
Probably.
I understand then. Ensley told the police she did not enter the restroom and did not know how much urine was in it. Later, the girl described it for police and school officials as, quote, a yellow puddle on the floor. The officer states that Mrs. Ensley admitted she made a poor decision and was not trying to demean the student or cause any harm. She just didn't like cleaning up pee-pee. Let's see. The officer reported Ensley also said that, quote, this type of things happens often in kindergarten, and asked what to do if a custodian was not available. I offered her some suggestions in regards to obtaining some cleaning solutions and rubber gloves for herself, but advised her against having children clean up bodily fluids, especially from other students. I got some bodily fluids for you to clean up. It's cool. I'm not a student.
I told you, you're not supposed to clean up bodily fluids from someone else. That's
yeah,
disgusting.
All right. Well, moving on here from that place in Florida to this place in Florida, beautiful downtown Orlando.
I've been to Orlando. I had a modeling shoot out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, three of them.
For Huskies?
No, actually, it was a runway thing, and
that
then a modeling shoot, and then the runway thing.
That was a fat joke. A worker at a water treatment plant in Orlando made a shocking discovery Thursday. Are you ready for this? Floating in a wastewater tank at the plant on L.B. McLeod Road was a small blank.
Fetus.
Fetus.
Child.
Absolutely
okay,
small
cool.
fetus.
Woo!
In the water waste tank. Small
yeah,
fetus.
So crazy because I used to work at a fucking shit plant in Sarasota, Florida. It was called.
Did you ever put any small fetuses? Frank S. says, baby, baby. That's right.
No, dude. Okay, I worked at the city of Sarasota.
No, you didn't?
Listen, the city of Sarasota's waste treatment department, okay? And we had those giant silos of shit. Okay, and I've had to go in there and do maintenance on these fucking silos, okay? Which that fetus was found in, all right? In those tanks, like, you know, those sucker fish, they use them in like fish tanks or whatever to clean off the sides of the walls or whatever. Well, they get fucking huge. They get to like 6 feet long.
Plecostomus.
Yeah.
Right.
They get huge. They get to like 6 feet long and they
yeah, into, they get fucking really yeah, dude, huge. Google yeah, image
like sturgeon.
Google image world record sucker fish or plecostomus, if you can spell it. They get so fucking big. Yeah, like I had no idea. They're crazy.
They get into those shit tanks, right? So they would
do they put them there on purpose to keep oh really? They just get in
like
there.
People flushing them or right, like coming right, okay. through the fucking drainage system, whatever.
I was thinking they used them to clean out the algae. No. Like, oh, that makes sense.
No, there's no algae. It's just poop. But when they get so big after being in there and feeding on all that stuff all the time, they get caught in the fans that are in the bottom. There's big fucking metal fans in the bottom that stir it up and churn that shit up constantly. So it's a real, real like watery, liquidy base all the time.
Right, right.
Okay, so they get caught in these fans and they stop it. Then they have to drain the whole tank. And then I've had to go down in there and get those out. So I've seen what's in there, and to have a fetus in there, that's fucking cool.
Well, I don't think it was alive. I mean, I don't know. I haven't
gotten
that far.
If it was, that's, it blows my mind. That's so cool.
If that was props to the fetus, for real.
No
for
shit,
real,
right?
Right?
Wait, yeah. No, fuck. Oh.
Police are trying to find out how the body got into the sewer system. I'll give you three guesses. Oh, let's see. What do you think? How did
flush?
Well, another one bites the dust, that's for sure. Roughly 15 to 20 million gallons of wastewater pass through the treatment facility in Orlando every day. It's not rare to find things like toys and rocks, but a worker checking a collection pool Thursday morning made the gruesome discovery. Gruesome or totally awesome. Yeah. That's an awesome discovery. Props to that guy. Do you think he, like, had it taken to the taxidermy? I would have had it stuffed. My first fetus.
My first fetus.
Fuck yeah, dude. I would have stuffed that shit and hung it up on the wall.
What
for
does
real.
It matter, though? It's probably someone that had a miscarriage at, you know, a... Like they could have had a miscarriage at, like, 5 months in pregnancy, okay? That's you're going to have a fairly large fetus that comes out. It's basically giving birth... prematurely with a dead baby. That's all it is.
Into the toilet.
Into the toilet, right.
Do you think that clogged the toilet? Like, shitter's clogged, had to fucking plunge
probably.
It out in pieces and shit. Ugh. If you're gonna flush dead babies, you gotta do it piece by piece. I don't know how many times I've told you this. Fuck.
Frank posted a picture in the chat.
Is that the plecostomus?
Yep, it
is. Is that the big one that I was talking
it's
about?
It's not real big. It's only like a foot long, but that's exactly what they
Frank,
look like.
It's so small.
That's pretty much exactly what they look like, and they're super cool. They get fucking
what do you,
huge.
What do you think a blowjob from a big old sucker fish would feel like? Just like, just fuck yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck yeah. Quote, it's certainly unfortunate, and there might be an explanation, the sergeant said of the cops. Good job, cops. Hey, yeah, it sure is unfortunate. Blah, 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 blah. Police homicide detectives were called to the facility and spent the morning checking over the scene to determine how a human fetus ended up there. Hey, call Dexter and Grissom. I need our best guys on this. Get H down here. CSI Miami, H, Horatio, come on.
Got it.
The worker found the fetus in the collection tower. It was stopped by one of the screens as it passed through. Good thing, huh? Could you imagine turning on your sink one day and all of a sudden, like, a baby pops out?
Oh, I just, like,
no,
sink
put
just
it,
gave birth.
Put it back. No. I just had an abortion. This is crazy.
I don't want
is
it
that,
back.
Is that mine? What the fuck?
Paul.
That's disgusting. An officer walked away from the scene with a small red plastic bag. Police said the fetus was turned over to the medical examiner's office, who was quoted as saying, the fuck you want me to do with that shit? No, he actually was more professional than I would like. He confirmed that the fetus had been carried by its mother for roughly 13 weeks. Quote, we're looking into that.
Okay.
Where exactly the water comes from, sewer, bathroom, a gutter. There are a lot of sources, Jones said. Where do babies come from? Oh, the sewer, the bathroom, a gutter. There are a lot of sources. a stork if you live in Russia.
Oh, my God.
The facility on L.B. McLeod Road collects wastewater from 100,000 homes and businesses in West Orlando. You know, I'm really kind of honestly surprised that this is the first time that's happened. Oh, 100,000 homes in our most fucked up state, in the ghetto of our most fucked up state, like,
well,
for real.
Well, no, that's not the ghetto. Orlando? Or, no.
Winter Park, Orlando? I lived there, and it's kind of a ghetto, dude.
Well, I never really went to Winter Park, but the base of Orlando, it's actually a really nice place. Orlando, like, it's like Tampa. And Tampa's not ghetto-ish.
Yeah, well, I never made it that far, but perhaps this vacation we may be going down that
to
way.
To Sarasota, please.
Possibly. The facility collects wastewater from 100,000 homes. The employee said he was too shaken up to talk about the incident. Or was it yours?
Is that right? Okay. Orlando. Shit, I told her to fucking cut it up or something. Jesus Christ.
My fucking bitch. You want something done right?
She flushed it whole.
And the cops say there's no criminal investigation being conducted at this time. So then, moving on from that, let's talk about a little bit of sexual assault, perhaps?
I could do some sexual assault.
Religious sexual assault?
You gonna rape me with a crucifix?
Perhaps.
What's up?
El Dorado, Texas.
Down with that. Of course it's in Texas.
Of course.
Religious assault's always in Texas.
All right, so we have a... after being duped by false leads and chastised by a court...
Duped.
Fooled.
Duped.
Bamboozled.
Duped.
Swindled.
Duped.
Fooled by a court for its handling of polygamous sect children. Remember this a while ago? The cops busted in and they took all these kids away from this religious sect, and then they ended up in foster homes and whatever.
Okay.
The state of Texas has won a criminal conviction in its first trial of a sect member charged with sexually assaulted an underage girl. Raymond Jessop, who's 38, was convicted late Thursday for having sex with the teen with whom he had a so-called spiritual marriage. He faces up to 20 years in prison when the jury reconvenes Monday to begin deciding his sentence. Now,
a spiritual marriage.
If, again, like I wrote on the show notes, I believe it was, Wednesday's episode? I forget. But I wrote that, okay, you believe in religion, you give it tax-free status, but when people do things in the name of God or the devil, either or, you don't believe them. You can't not believe somebody when they're like, I killed my son in the name of God. That's what Abraham was going to do, but then God was like, whoa, I was kind of kidding, dude. So if what's to say that these guys weren't, God was like, hey, you can have 10 wives and 5 of them can be under 16. So is my law. Like, who are you to judge? You're not God. I don't get it. I don't get how they can pick and choose. I don't understand who is in charge of picking and choosing, what religions are okay to believe and which ones are not. Like, how does this work? I don't understand. So, early on, the week-long raid of the Yearning for Zion Ranch, awesome, was hounded by missteps after scouring the ranch for days in April of 08 in search of a caller who claimed to be an abused girl. Law enforcement acknowledged that Sarah Barlow didn't exist. Kind of like your God? Hmm? Just saying. Maybe she's up there with him. Several weeks after, Texas child welfare officials put all 439 children in foster care in one of the largest child custody cases in U.S. history. An appellate court ruled that Texas authorities had overstepped and the children went back to their parents. Oopsies. And actually, I think we may have done this story when it first happened back in 08, I do believe. So here's a little update. Authorities still seized documents from homes and concrete vaults in the towering limestone temple and annex building at the ranch. Documents that would help convict Jessop and indict 11 other members of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a.k.a. you motherfucking Mormons. I love Mormon pussy, but you motherfuckers are crazy, right?
Yes. All
right, you're nuts. So, see, that's what I'm saying. Who determines if this religion is bullshit, or if Catholicism is bullshit, or if Judeo-Christianity is bullshit, or if evangelicals or Jews, you know, who sets that line?
Zofu says the Fondalist Church.
That, all right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if we leave it up to the government, you retards gave fucking Scientology tax-free status.
Right?
So we surely can't go with you, because that's a religion based on sci-fi. And I'm a huge fan of sci-fi. I'm not believing that it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, this is proof enough that sci-fi might be real. I have the droid. That's pretty fucking close to communicator, but, you know, who's to say? That's why I don't understand. That's why I don't that's one of the reasons I don't like religion. It's like, you have so many different ones, and you're all saying that yours is right. You can't all be right, let's face it. All of your gods are jealous as fuck, okay?
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
Who picks? Because I need to know. I need to know when I freak the fuck out and start killing retarded motherfuckers, which
whose
god...
Whose name am I doing it in?
Whose name am I doing this in? Because I'm not going to jail. I'll tell you
I'm
that.
I'm going to say Allah.
This is for God. Allah! Do I? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the fun part.
No idea.
So, Jessup allegedly has 9 wives.
Doug says the Jamhole Church is the right one.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck yeah.
Duh.
TheJamhole.com/store. Get
this
your Jamhole
Church
stickers.
This is free truth. I don't know if you know. We actually won't ban you for telling the truth in this chat room here.
Oh, and in Wednesday's show notes, I did put a link to the Free Truth show. So feel free to tell him.
Fuck that Free Truth bastard. I still can't get in there.
I listened to a little bit of it. You know what it is. It's that Alex Jones conspiracy bullshit.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know exactly.
Fucking.
He was playing Alex Jones the other day. Like, no joke.
That's fucking ridiculous. So, this guy had 9 wives, not to be confused with our cat, who has 9 lives. He also faces a bigamy charge, but that case is to be tried later. The girl in the assault case, now 21, was previously in a spiritual marriage with Jessop's brother before being, quote, reassigned to Jessup when she was 15. So she was banging his brother before that, gets reassigned to the main guy when she was 15,
right,
and then became pregnant at age 16 with the Antichrist.
What?
Right. Quote.
Okay.
No. Generally, under Texas law, no one under 17 can consent to sex with an adult. Any act.
Here it's like 16, isn't it?
But if you do it in the name of God, it's A-okay.
No,
bitches be doing that shit when they're like 9. It's fine.
Well, what about
God
when a priest
said,
is like,
God
told me to come inside this little boy to cleanse my sins?
God said. Nothing
not,
I can do.
No, it doesn't work.
It's
like
out of
that.
My power, man. So, any act of sexual assault is a horrendous crime, but an act of sexual assault of a child is of such an extreme nature we don't even consider whether the victim was able, much less did, consent. Assistant Attorney General Eric Nichols said during closing argument as he stood before photos of the young mother and toddler in prairie dresses. Wow.
Prairie dresses?
What a bunch of weirdos. You guys are fucking weird. What do you do all day? Don't you have jobs? Like, what the fuck? You lazy fucks. All you're doing is fucking little kids all day.
Those are the ones that, seriously, they have like the 18 wives or whatever, and like they're all 15 to like 17 years old, and they have like 4 kids by the time they're 19.
I know.
And they have this huge family and shit, and it's just ridiculous. It's horrible.
I'll tell you what, though. I lived in Utah for like a month.
Yeah.
They are whores down there. And not even whores. No, excuse me. They are sluts down there.
This is the worst place that I've ever seen. Because, like, in Florida, dude, at least we hide our fucking, like, pregnant teens
our
and shit. No, seriously, dude.
For the most part, I'll give you that.
No, we have a school in Florida called Siesis for pregnant teenagers, dude. We keep that shit fucking hidden and on the back burner, dude. Here, it's out everywhere. Like, I see pregnant fucking 15-year-olds all the time, or like 19-year-olds that are like, yeah, this is my 5-year-old fucking Rochelle.
I do what I want. I want to have a baby. And if I can't provide for my baby and give it the things it needs, then I'm just going to steal it.
I'm
just going to steal it.
That's so good. I'm going to dress it up. And if I can't get what I need for my baby, then I just steal
it. It's like that story we did the other day about the 11-year-old that had the kid. She's like, I'm really excited to play with my new toy.
What? I know.
You're gonna kill it.
But
and
seriously,
I hope
dude,
you do.
Up here, up here in this fucking state, Montana, I have never seen so many people, like, so many kids with kids before in my life. Ever.
It is amazing. And seriously? Honestly, I have in one other place, the UK.
The UK?
The UK in Essex, or Sussex. Yeah, Essex it was. And what my friend there said, and I don't know if this is still true or if it was, if he was just making it up. He runs anothersite.co.uk. I went and stayed with him back when I was running Mind Orgy. We went to Homelands Festival one year. I have all the pictures from that. I should put them up sometime. But anyway, he said that girls there will get knocked up on purpose because if you're underage, or I forget what the rule is, but if when you have a kid, the government gives you a place to live. They give you your own flat, which is an apartment. They give it to you, and they pay you to raise that child. So all these girls go around just getting knocked up. They get their free home. They get all their shit paid for, and that's all they do.
That sucks.
What an amazing world to live in. Fuck.
I mean, that's really cool that they do that for those people.
To do that, but I can see why you wouldn't want to, because once you start doing that and the word gets out that all I have to do is fuck and have babies, fuck yeah, sign me up.
That's
like,
so ridiculous,
okay.
Though. But seriously, dude, you know.
And Zofu says, I think there's educational benefits, too. It's a free ride. It totally is, and it's good, but it's fucked up because people are so shitty internally that they will take advantage of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just have babies and kill them and be like, yo, I need my own place. I got all these babies. Like, no, you don't.
God.
You killed them all. Yeah, I do. Hear that?
But it's
shut
so
up.
Sad. Seriously, around here, where can
it
you
is.
Find someone our age that, like, a woman our age that doesn't have a kid? Unless she has, like, problems in her female parts. I don't know.
Her poo nana?
Seriously, though. Like, in Florida, yeah, I've got friends or whatever that are my age that do have kids now. Some of them not willingly had their kids, but
of
whatever.
Course.
But seriously, dude, here, I don't think I know anybody around my age that doesn't have a kid.
I know, and I said it before when I was looking for a girlfriend. They all had fucking kids. That's why when you said no, I fucking clung the fuck on.
You're like, hello.
I know, because
seriously,
it is.
Dude,
it's hard, and we talked about that during the 250 show, thegemhole.com/250, when I was like, how many people here have kids? And bunch of people raised their hand, and I'm like, who's watching your kids right now? Like, for real, dude, it's fucked
it's
up.
It's crazy. I mean, I love Ashley to death, dude, but she's only 21, and her fucking twins are three.
Well, and like our Salt Guys girl, she had twins, and the dad ended up being a scumbag. We talked about that. We called him, remember?
Yeah,
the show.
But how old was she when she had the twins? Probably fucking 16, 17?
A little older than
like
that,
every
but
normal
around there.
Fucking chick around
there?
I swear to God, everyone's having kids
which
on 16, 17.
Seemed like
here.
Back when I was younger, was I the only fucking kid pulling out? Because I was fucking and I was not wearing condoms.
No, I was fucking the shit out of people and stuff, dude, and I wasn't
no,
wearing condoms
hold on.
Or anything.
You were getting fucked. I was
no,
fucking.
No, dude, I don't know if you know or not, but that's
okay,
how I
fair
roll.
Enough, fair enough.
No, but, like, I managed to not get pregnant. What the fuck? What the hell's wrong
you
with
had
people?
A bum ovary, okay?
Hey, I got two. You can still get pregnant on one. So, whatever, dude.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, moving on. Let's, I got a couple more stories here before we call it a night. Drunk man, 32-year-old, chasing a group of young men through the streets of Narrabri. In northern NSW, where's that?
What the fuck is in?
Oh, Australia, mate. Australia. Oi. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Crikey, mate. Oh yeah. Give me a Foster's, mate. Oh yeah.
God.
Crikey. He's a kitty head on my jam, my thumb in his butt over there. Oh yeah. A 32-year-old mate had been chasing around a group of young wallabies through the streets of Narrabri in northern NSW after making a mistake. Them, fuck, I can't do
you
it.
Were doing so
after
great.
Mistaking them for a group with whom he had had an earlier altercation. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. They're so stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. He shouted after one of them, "You're that cunt. I'm gonna get you, mate. I'm gonna cut you up real good." The court
God.
Heard when one of the group grabbed a tree branch and threatened to hit Mr. Hoy. With it, if he did not drop his knives, plural, he called for a truce and started to back away. He's like, oh, my, yeah, cracky, crazy, oh, truce, pinky truce. The kid was like, I got a stick, dude.
I'm going to kick your ass.
But one of the group, Ashley Duane Smith, who had also been drinking Foster's heavily, and this might be the kicker here, and had smoked cannabis earlier that evening, took the branch and swung at Mr. Hoy anyway.
What?
Mr. Hoy died at the scene after inhaling blood oozing from extensive injuries to his head and neck. And if you ask me, mate, I blame it on the weed. She wouldn't have hit him if she was just drunk. It was the weed, mate. That made her go off the edge. Oh, yeah. And then I jam my thumb in a battle. Oh, yeah, you like that, cracky.
Oh, my God.
Walking
so
the
he hit her with a stick.
He comes at them with knives.
Oh, okay.
They grab sticks. She hits him with the stick. He inhales blood that was oozing and died. Nice. Smith, 23, from Weewa in the States North, was charged with his murder, but towards the end of his trial in September, he pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of manslaughter. Today, he was sentenced to serve at least 4.5 years in jail, with a maximum term of 6 years and 9 months.
Zofu says they don't have guns, so they kill each other with sticks.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Don't they have guns in the Outback? Come on.
No, it's a jail. Isn't it still Super Jail? Isn't that where Super Jail's located at? I was under the impression.
Super Jail?
Super Jail.
Like the cartoon?
Right. That's real. Once you get down that far under, everything turns into a cartoon. You know that? You're not very worldly traveled, are you?
I want to meet Alice, then.
I've been there.
Are you ready, Warden?
I love that show, dude. I wish there was more of it.
They should make more
of
it.
They should definitely make more
of
Super Jail. It's like,
Super Jail. So he was sentenced to, quote, Mr. Smith swung the stick with both hands and struck Mr. Hoy in the head on at least 2 occasions. Mr. Hoy fell to the ground. While he was on the ground, Mr. Smith again struck him with the stick at least once and possibly more. Quote, he also kicked him around the head until one of his friends pulled him back. The judge said the death would most likely never have happened if he had not been smoking weed.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. See? Ha-ha.
Stop that.
Got you. The judge said the death would most likely never have happened if it had not been for the Fosters both men had consumed. He took into consideration Smith's lack of a criminal record, his youth, the mitigating factor of his alcohol consumption, as well as his guilty plea when sentencing him. Quote, clearly the offender has the potential to lead a productive and useful life. It's too bad he lives in such a shithole. End quote.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty cool.
All right, and the last story, of course.
I want to be known as the person who killed a dude with a stick.
Yeah. Duh. Of course, the last story has to do with Kansas City, Kansas, not to be confused with Kansas City, Missouri. Two former restaurant employees charged with adding poison to salsa that made customers sick at Mi Ranchito in Lenexa. How would you determine that it was the poison that made people sick? Like, it's Mi Ranchito, S.A. Have you ever eaten at a Mi Ranchito?
No.
Not exactly. Let's say there's on the scale of disgusting Mexican Tex-Mex food chains, we have Taco John's is good.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, nah.
I like Taco Bell because I like the Mountain Dew, what is that shit, Baja Blast.
Okay, that has actually nothing to do with food.
Well,
and
I really like the Baja Blast.
I like Taco Bell because their Baja Blast
and I like the chicken
so
quesadillas.
Shut up. You're an idiot.
It's only exclusive
so
to
basically,
Taco Bell.
So basically, Mi Ranchito is right under the taco truck.
Okay.
So Arnaldo Bazan, 30, and Yini De La Torre, 19. Is this in Mexico? No, it's in Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, God.
S.A. They're both of Shawnee, are accused of mixing methamol-based pesticide, methanol? I don't
methanol.
Know. Well, it's probably with an M in the article, so that's why I was like, methamil? I've never heard of methamol. It's a pesticide. They put it in the salsa. Dozens of restaurant customers became ill, suffering from nausea, abdominal cramps, weakness, pregnancy, sweating, and discomfort. Bazan and Torre, who are husband and wife, were charged with conspiring to recklessly endanger other people by feeding them shitty food. Bazan was employed at a Mi Ranchito S.A. restaurant in Olathe. Torre was employed at the Mi Ranchito S.A. in Lenexa. According to the indictment, Bazan claimed the owner of Mi Ranchito S.A. Restaurantos as responsible for him losing his El Jabo and his El Vehicale.
Will you stop that?
I'm reading it in Spanish, S.A.
That's not Spanish,
yes,
bro.
It is. Yes, it is. Doug says, can we talk about drugging girls?
I just told them to stop talking about drugging cats, because Burger said that he almost stopped and got a kitten today, but it ran away when he pulled over to get it, and they're like, quick, go back and get it and hop on a train and get over there.
Cats have a good sense of smell. They can smell when you are coming at them with the chloroform. I don't know if you know this or not.
And he's like, no, I'll just send it, you know, via mail. And I'm like, please do not send a kitten via mail. And they're like, well, if you drug it and you make it breathe slower, it might survive the trip. I'm like, could we stop talking about drugging kittens, please?
Did you hear about that research that guy was doing with poisoning rats and getting them to go into a state of suspended animation by replacing all the oxygen with, what was it, hydrogen, hydrochloride, or I forget what the chemical was, but you could do that. I'm sure it works with
please
bats.
Do not do anything to kittens.
Prosecutors said the couple devised a plan to use the poison in hopes the owner would be blamed and suffer financial harm. Why didn't you think of that? You just poison everyone at Famous Dave's. They blame it on the owner. Bada bing, bada bam.
Should've.
Should've, could've, would've.
Got some arsenic shit.
Quote.
Well, because I ate all the food that was
there.
Yeah,
so did I. Thank you.
Yeah.
They made the worst possible decision they could make. In this country, there are so many ways to solve things. So many ways to kill people. You don't have to do stupid things like that, Mi Ranchito owner Ruber Del Torre said.
What?
Is that a coincidence?
What?
The chick who's married to the guy that poisoned, the chick and the dude, Bazan and Torre, poisoned the people.
Okay.
Torre is also the owner's last name. Is that just a common Mexican last name?
I have no idea.
I wonder if he's the girl's dad and he is mad at the guy because he hooked up with the girl while they both
maybe
worked there, fired the guy, wouldn't fire the girl because that's his daughter. That's weird. I'd look into that. Bazan is accused of following the restaurant owner in July 2009. An anonymous notice was sent to the Mi Ranchito S.A. website, threatening harm if Bazan's vehicle wasn't returned. On August 10th, 2009, excuse my face, Torre placed methomiel into the salsa at the Mi Ranchito S.A. Restauranto in Lenexa, according to El Indictamento. Indictmentos. And on August 11th and 12th, everyone that ate there got sicker than normal. That's, like, weird. They're like, man, I always get sick from eating this shit. But, no, like, I was really sick.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I
like,
was
you know,
fucking
normally I just get the shits in my eyes run a little bit. This time I'm actually puking my brains out.
Doug says, it's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith who worked for Mr. Smith, etc.
Probably.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, that is about it. You got anything else you want to say before we call it an El Nito?
Yeah.
Please.
Josh, thank you for the Big Mouth shirts.
Josh, thank you for the lube.
Yeah.
Also.
It looks like it's a cool looking bottle, too.
Yeah, he sent me a Big Mouth shirt also, and a nice big thing of lube, and I appreciate that.
And I got some
that
stickers, too. I'm gonna put a sticker on my car. Matt's going to put a sticker on his truck, probably. It's going to be pretty nice.
Oh,
so
excuse my
much
face. Probably, yeah.
The shirt fits super awesome, as I've been hearing since I started the show tonight.
Yeah,
and
makes you have rocking tits.
I've had rocking tits. It just shows it.
Great New York boobs.
What?
Said Dave Chappelle skit. You've got great New York boobs. Or is that what he says? I forget. All right. Well, thank you guys so much, of course, for being with us. We are The Jam Hole, thejamhole.com. You can email us, info@thejamhole.com. Follow my Twitter, twitter.com/thejamhole, or hers, which is thejamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I. What did I say? Mine's thejamhole.com/Twitter. You know what the fuck. TheJamHole.com/YouTube, TheJamHole.com/store/MySpace/fucking Facebook/250. You know, for all the fucking listeners we have, some of you aren't buying the 250 episode. I'm not going to say names or point any fingers, but what the fuck?
Even the people that went to it.
I know.
Come on.
Some of them got it.
Some of them got it.
And honestly, the people that have bought it were the ones that were there. Like, you guys were there. What the fuck?
I know. The people that should be buying it are the rest of you who have not seen it. So please do that because I am shit-ass broke because I've been out of work for like, 20 days.
Yeah, definitely. I know times are tough and we do put out a free show, but if you guys can't buy stuff, then, you know, subscribe on iTunes, give us a good rating, go to YouTube, thejamhill.com/YouTube, give us ratings on our videos, leave us comments, subscribe to our YouTube. All that shit helps us get new listeners. It's a new month, thejamhill.com/vote. If you haven't already, give us a vote on Podcast Alley, leave us a comment. All that shit. Just write us reviews, rate us in iTunes, give us good stuff.
Give us a call and give us some voicemails. We need some voicemails.
You like the voicemails?
I like voicemails.
I enjoy not having voicemails, honestly.
I like having, like, 26's rants. I really miss 26 rant voicemails.
Yeah, 406-204-4687.
That spells...
Got pee.
Got it? You almost choked on your sparks.
I'm good. So, yeah. Check out all that shit. We'll have the show notes up sometime this weekend. The show will be posted tonight, as always. And until Monday, I am Matt, and this is Danny. This is the Jam Hole. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.